another episode of Styling City Diaries,
brought to you by your favourite and fabulous cousins, Prinny Ray
and Amber Lowe.
Yeah! We did it. The boom cat.
The boots and the cats and the boots and the cats.
Oh God, that felt really good.
That felt so good.
That gave me a lot of energy.
Yeah, I'm ready now because our energy's been, well, your energy's been a bit flat. Go on.
Yeah, guys.
Tell everyone.
I'm currently in rehab. I'm 5 days clean. I haven't had a coffee in 5 days.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's hard. And I really relate to drug addicts. I know it sounds very extreme, but like, I honestly, every minute I'm just like, fuck it. Like, let me just have coffee. Like, why am I doing this? But I know I'm doing it to be like better and have like natural energy, not like fake.
Reliant on caffeine.
I'm too reliant on caffeine. Like, my brain doesn't work unless I have a coffee. And that's so, I've been sleeping a lot. Now day five, right, day four, a lot of sleeping, very tired, a bit moody. Day five, now I'm eating.
You have got the shakes, you're sweating.
I'm not shakes, but I'm just like, I think it's a comfort thing. Like, I can't have the coffee, I'm tired, so let me just eat. And I'm just,
yeah.
I had a KFC on the way.
Oh. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Day six, we move. I don't. I had a snack box, $1.99. Okay.
So yeah, Prinny's energy has been a bit low, but for you guys, it's up.
We're gonna bring the energy.
Okay. Basically, yeah. So I've had to deal with her low energy.
Oh my God, like, stop. It hasn't been that bad, has it? Has it been bad?
Awful. Like, when I answer the phone, she's like, hello.
No.
I'm joking.
It hasn't been like I don't have the energy to talk to you all day. Not that I need energy, but you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
No, yeah, because you don't have your kick.
Yeah, so I'm just like, bye.
God, I wish you well. I don't want you to relapse.
I don't want to, because last time I did.
You did relapse.
And I was going, I think I did, maybe I did like 5 days last time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how long does it take for a thing to become a habit? Was it 21 days?
I think it's 2 weeks.
Oh, 14 days. And then you can just treat yourself. You can just be like me. Like, you just have a coffee, like, just for the fun of it, like, every now and then. Like, I'm just like, wow, I want a coffee as my drink.
Like, I need it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How have you been?
Yeah, I've been Gucci, baby. How about? I'm fucking chatting shit, bro. I'm bare broke. I know, as we discussed it last week, but I'm fucking poor. And it's getting to me because I want to do things, I can't do it.
It's getting to me.
Like, I'm bare counting my pennies. Like, so if I go here and then go here, how much am I really spending? Do you know what I mean? Like, it just ain't right. But other than that, I'm doing good. That's it.
Life is like, when you don't have money, life is boring.
Life is dead, bro.
When the sun's not shining when it's supposed to be shining in August, life is not making sense, you know? So, like, I'm gonna need it to be September. Like, I'm kind of over August now.
I'm
a bit over it.
Because why am I shivering at home wearing jumpers?
No, literally.
The blanket. I put the heating on yesterday, boy.
Did you?
I was like, fuck that.
Fuck that.
I'm putting the heating on because it's cold outside.
It's cold outside.
We ain't right at all.
If you're new here, welcome to The Rambles.
This is what it's like.
This is The Rambles. This is the fashion and lifestyle podcast. And then we give you the fashions, we give you the lifestyle, and we chat a lot of shit.
Yeah, a lot of shit. This should be called Styling Shit Diaries.
Style City and Shit Diaries. Bring on the shit.
It's a bit negative on us.
It's a bit negative.
Yeah.
Is that a bit neg?
A bit neggy. Anyways, right, let's get into it. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
like that. Try and remember that for next week.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba fashion news. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Sorry, no, I'm just there. I'm probably thinking like...
How can you slot that in?
Fantastic.
Let's get kicked off with... This isn't like that big, but basically Kylie Jenner, Queen Kylie, is releasing a swimwear line called Kylie Swim, I believe. I mean, we don't have a release date as of yet, but it's coming. I mean, are we surprised? No. She's done a little sneak peek on her Instagram of the first. Wow, her body's banging. Her surgeon Kylie Jenner. Did a fucking good job.
Her transformation is fab.
Oh, look at that.
There were rumors that she's pregnant. I guess not, unless she did took these ages ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's got thigh gap and
A BBL. Like, how the hell does that work?
And the breasts.
Like, is that normal?
Freaking hell. Sorry. That looks good. She's going to sell out.
Yeah, it's a really
and
nice
it's so,
piece.
I mean, I hate the idea, the concept of trends, but it's so on trend.
Yeah, so on trend. You know, it's a micro-kini kind of vibe, but it's an all-in-one. So, yeah.
I couldn't wear that. That makes me really sad.
Listen, you wouldn't even see the lines across the body because my rolls will be hidden in my rolls.
I basically look naked.
Yeah. And my tits will be...
down the thing. Hanging down. Tits will be halfway down your belly button.
Halfway down, bruv. Jessie. But nah, she looks... You have to give it to her. Like, she looks fucking good. Anyway, so yeah.
It's a bit... I don't know. I mean, I think swimwear is like all year round, I guess, to an extent, because like, you know, you can go on holiday whenever.
Yeah.
But it's also a bit late. Like, I would have liked this to have maybe been released.
I was just going to say, like, one of the top comments is, Kylie, summer is almost over.
Like, what
it's
like,
Fendi facts.
What am I supposed to do with this? But it seems to be like a new trend, people releasing swimwear lines, because Yasmin Diaz has
also
announced...
her swimwear line.
Her swimwear line called Desire Collection. If you don't know who Yasmin Diaz is, she's a UK-based influencer, you'd say?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She went to my school.
Yeah, I went to that school as well. Yeah.
I'm sure she's a fancy my ex as well, but anyway.
Is it beef? Are we riding out?
No.
So her thing is called Desire Collection.
She said, are we riding out?
I was like, I'm just trying to gauge like the tone. The first collection includes 6 bikinis and she can't wait for everyone to feel sexy and confident.
I love how with swimwear now, it's all about like feeling confident. But if we really think about it, who is actually ever that confident in swimwear?
Like the two people who have abs
literally
in the world.
Because I'm like, who's ever comfortable? Unless I'm literally in my Slazenger or Speedo all in one that actually sucks me the
fuck
in.
If I'm in the all in one.
I ain't comfortable and shit.
You know, I was looking at old pictures on my phone the other day and I don't know, I just started looking at like holiday content, like all my holidays. And I was just like, I've never actually looked snatched in a bikini like ever in my life. And that makes me...
Oh my God, same.
Like, do you know how embarrassing that is? And it's more embarrassing because like in my head when I look back, I thought I looked like...
Snatched to all gods, isn't it?
Fucking back fat for days. Like...
Mine's my cellulite on my bum. Like, it's literal dimple mania everywhere. Like, it looks like... a sponge with holes in it. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, I texted you the other day and I said like, for what, like we talk a lot, we did our new year new me, gonna read 12 books for the year, and I'm gonna work out. I read like half a book. I'm 1.5 books and I did Chloe Ting for 3 days.
I read 2 books. Well, I've done. Still got 2 books that I bought when I said I was gonna
read.
I got
like 5 books I bought that I haven't read.
Remember when you was like coming in studio, like, yeah, just reading my book. Ah, I'm such a little bookworm.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have cussed me. You should have encouraged me.
No, I didn't encourage
to
you.
To carry on reading.
And you was like, it's dead, but like, I'm still have to finish it. That's the one you left half, innit?
No, I think that was...
Did you finish it?
I finished that one. Oh. What was I reading? Shout out to that guy, that I was talking to in the DMs that was supposed to motivate me to read books. I ain't heard from you since February. It's your fault, yeah?
These books ain't getting
read. I'm not reading because you didn't come and be my motivation.
Let me be your motivation. What's that Kelly Rowland song?
Yeah.
No, do you know what it is? We was on the phone. Shock. And I was like, Prinny was like, yeah, no, like, you know, I'm going to work out this and that. And I was like, Prinny, do you know that we have said since January that we are going to lose weight because we need to look good for summer?
Oh, dear.
And I was like, summer's finished. And we look exactly the same.
I actually look worse.
Maybe worse, because the way we've been eating and drinking has just been mad. Like, I didn't tick off any goals, but I'm also the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah, no, I'm the happiest I've been, but I'm the biggest.
I'm the happiest, but I'm also like mad sad about, I'm not even mad sad about my body because I actually don't even think about it.
No, you know when I think about it? When we're out and I look really good and I'm like, oh my God, Amber, take my picture. And she starts whispering, suck it in. It's at that moment that I realise, yeah, your bad B is capped. Yeah? It's capped until you sort out that belly.
Nah. The pouch on me, even when I was at my skinniest, remember when I lost mad weight, yeah. Like my head was too big for my body.
Like a lollipop.
Like a lollipop. That was such a scary time.
No, guys. I feel like we've spoken about this before, but just in case you haven't heard it, like Amber's weight loss was like a hot topic at family parties.
Oh, no, guys. Like it was constantly like, wow, Amber. I've lost weight. Yeah, you're looking like a fine girl. No, or it'd be like, wow, it's too much. It's too much. And it's like, well, last year's calling me fat and now I'm too skinny. So how do I win here? Let me know. What do you want me to do?
You don't.
But I don't win. It is what it is. That's just like African fam. Do you know what I mean? You just, it was me giving it back to the aunties. Like, so what do you want me to do? Do you know what I mean? But what was I going to say? Even then, like when I look back at the pictures, the pouch is still there. It never left.
You got to do the lower ab workout.
Yeah. But now that I know that there's an entire uterus there and a womb that's that high up, but mine's actually just a fat roll. Mine's
that is not an excuse. Because Kylie Jenner and them, they had babies. That is the part that's embarrassing when they don't say it to me, but like that general thing, like you ain't even had kids yet and already.
Who said that to me? Oh, it was you.
I never said that.
No. I was saying something. Who was I saying it to? And it was like, I was saying, oh, women hold more fat around their body naturally. And someone was like, yeah, but you haven't had a child yet. So why are you holding the fat? Who the fuck said that to me?
I think it might've been someone here.
I feel like it might have been.
I think so, yeah.
That's so fucking rude. And maybe I did have a child. How do you know? Do you know what I mean?
How would you know?
How are you going to know? But no, it's Kourtney Kardashian's body for me. Like, this woman is 40 plus with 3 kids. She looks good. Even though I do suspect that she's pregnant now. Wink, wink.
I'm not keeping up, so I don't know.
I'm not keeping up either. I just saw her latest picture. Sorry.
You're right there?
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, so yeah, basically, swimming costume, no one ever fucking feels confident in their swimming costume. I don't think I'll ever feel confident.
Do you remember
in my body.
The trend of the high waisted pant? Mate, that was made for girls like me.
You just tuck everything inside.
Everything inside. It's like, it's kind of a bikini, but it's kind of a one piece.
Do you know what I need? And you only get them if you're kids.
What?
A tankini.
Oh, that's the top.
The top and the knickers.
Oh, they used to do adult tankinis.
Do they do it for adults?
They do. I remember my mum had one.
My mum had one too, yeah, but they don't do it for like young adults. No,
they do it for
parents,
like mums and that.
But they do it in like Marks and Spencers.
Like size 16 and them.
Yeah.
Our mums are not size 16.
They're not size 16.
So
my mum's a 14.
Yeah, them girl.
She gets gas. She says she can get into my Zara leather shorts, but the button is about to bing.
Bless.
I just let her, you know, make her feel.
Let's bring back tankinis. Let's bring sexy tankinis.
Yeah.
Let's bring the sexy high waisted pant.
They do the high waist. Now your vagina is like, it's still high waisted.
Yeah,
but it's like nothing can tuck because it's gonna come out the other side. Do you know what I mean? It's like. Just material there, and then it's like...
Can I also say, all right, these bikini, the high-rise micro where half the vagina is out, I feel like it's quite, it's not inclusive.
Oh, not at all.
Because we don't all have, like, porn star smooth vaginas.
So, okay, I have to stop you there. Your idea of porn star ninny and my idea of porn star ninny is so different.
What's your idea of porn star
ninny? My porn star ninny is when, like, the clitoris is out.
Mate, I'm not.
That's porn star ninny. Whereas, like, I think you mean like pubescent, like vagine, like baby nun.
How did we?
Because I'm always like, wow, you got porn star ninny.
The whole clit. Not the clit.
Sorry, you know when they've got
like
the
flower
skin.
It's
yeah,
out.
It's like a flower. I call that
that's
porn
not quite
star
attractive,
ninny.
Though.
Because
why is that attractive? It's inside out, like an inside out vagina.
No, like, you know...
Like when the bits are hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can't say that.
No, because we all have different vagine.
Yeah. No, wait. I'm not looking down. Listen.
But your point is, so that's the vagine you're talking about.
No, I didn't know that's what I'm trying to say is I didn't know that's a thing. Like people relate that to being porn star.
No, I do, but I'm saying your idea of porn star nanny is like
is that sexy?
No, because I feel like when I see like
in a world where online sometimes it might pop up.
Yeah. That's the type that you see. I feel like I see a lot of.
Right, right.
So I'm like, oh, that's porn star. Nanny.
I don't think my pop-ups are in the same category as yours. Back to the matter. Open and close.
Touch your toes.
Listen. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is, yeah, I feel like those micro bikinis that discriminate against people that might get like, especially like women of color that might get hyperpigmentation because of ingrowns and, you know, just thicker hairs, all of that stuff, right? Like the ting might not be smooth like a baby that you see on the likes of the Kylie Jenners the models that they have. So it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't think swimwear is inclusive at all. As much as they love to push this narrative that we're inclusive of all size, shapes and colours, it's just not.
No.
And they can continue getting like plus size models and girls with cellulite and girls with rolls. But at the end of the day, that ain't making no one feel better. I mean, personally speaking.
Yeah. I think it's optics for the runway. Like they walk like Rihanna in a lot of the Fenty shows and stuff. She does the
And even now Vicky S, even though they're kind of shut down, also Vicky S.
Yeah, well, I thought they were gone.
Yeah.
So confused. Like they walk down the runway and that's fun, but that doesn't mean that women who not identify as like plus size, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like women
who are
plus size would also equally feel comfortable because society, unfortunately, is not nice
at all
and is not forgiving. So they might be like, oh yeah, clap, clap, clap. The show looked really great. But in real life, oh my God, I saw this. Sorry, this is so random. I saw this TikTok and it was a plus size woman and she was reacting to a video and she was saying how like, it's basically like violence against plus size women. It was like two men, I think they were recording a podcast, it was visual, whatever, and the guy was saying like big women look terrible from the waist down and we should just like slice them, cut them, get rid of the bottom, titty bang them and like bang them in the, like vulgar stuff and then like be rid of them and like it was bad. It
on
was
a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, it's on YouTube. It had like 7K views or something.
Fucking hell.
It's like so ridiculous. But her point was like, this is not normal and this is what incites violence. And someone can watch that and be like, you're so right. And that's how a woman can be enjoying living her best life, wearing her bikini, her Kylie swim, feeling confident, and someone basically can like verbally or maybe physically abuse her.
That's so horrible.
It's so horrible.
The thing is, it's like, if you don't like someone, why are you chatting about it? This is what I don't... It's not by force for you to have these conversations.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, 100%.
That ain't right.
It ain't right at all. I don't like that.
But I feel like everyone has this, like, false image of this world, this new world, that everyone's very lovely and, like, everyone's very inclusive. But actually, that is literally, like, 5% of the world.
Everyone's so mean.
Everyone's a fucking C-U-N-T. Like, they actually just are, like... Everyone's, they're all twats.
Yeah.
Everyone's horrible.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Not us, no.
I think we're very lovely. We are just like your average, we're just normal.
Yeah,
like, do we talk about people? Yes, we do. Like, that's a very normal thing to do.
Everyone
I'm not
going
to sit here and lie and be like, I don't touch it. No, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do, but I'm not a dickhead to come and say here.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you have those thoughts, like, everyone's open to their own opinion. Like, your opinion might be wrong. But fine, if you have your opinion, but...
It's like hashtag be kind.
Just,
you know?
The hashtag be kind is... That hashtag really annoys me. Because it's like, when it suits people, it's like, oh yeah, be kind. And then when it doesn't... So anyways. But yeah, it's like, just be kind if you're on air, if you've got a platform, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And do it in your group chat.
Yeah. Because you do have a responsibility, whether it's one person listening or like 1 million people listening. You can... negatively influence people to do bad things or have bad thoughts, you know?
Yeah. I think we're really good at, like, if one of us, like, say something, we're like, actually, I just want to pull you back and just, like, educate you on this and, like,
yeah,
from another point of view.
P. Peter Vitter.
God, guys, remember when Prinny was known as the devil's advocate?
Mate, I don't advocate for the devil, boy.
This bitch, every fucking week, well, actually, if you think of it from the other side, you can see it. I used to be like, shut up. Who fucking asked you to come here and do up debate?
No, but you do that to me these days sometimes. You're like, well, you know, like, it doesn't really mean that. And I'm like, I don't ask you.
No. I know exactly what you're talking about as well.
Well, the other day, I was like, that's not what I was saying.
No. I was there thinking I was being like constructive, like helping you. But I realized I was like, she's not actually asking me. She's just telling me this is what she saw. So I was like, okay. You're open to your opinion. Like, actually, yeah, like facts. Like, okay, cool. Yeah.
None of my business. None of my business. Right. What else has been happening in the valley?
What's been happening in the valley?
Oh my God, PLT on another scandal.
Go on.
Oh, I need to find it. Where is it? Why do we talk so much to each other?
Who us? Oh, basically, I got it. So PLT, guys, has stolen from another small brand.
Are you shocked?
But this time, it's not clothes. Are you ready? It's fucking shoes. And this poor, so here it is. Where are you looking?
I have no clue.
It's literally like not that far up. It's literally like 2 seconds. Anyways, so this brand, official by Dose, the owner, Diane, has written a tweet, says, it's come to my attention that official PLT has decided to still replicate my shoe design. Official by Dose hasn't even broke out on a big scale yet, and companies like PLT have already started to do what they do best, which is steal from indie small brands. It's enough. And literally, it's to a T.
Yeah. Copy, paste.
Yeah. I mean,
sometimes I feel like a broken record every time we share this news, because it's just like
constant.
There's just no there's no originality or innovation in fast fashion.
Mm-mm. Oh, God, no, none at all.
All they do is they just buy off designer brands, high end or low end or niche boutiques,
mm-hmm.
and they just replicate it en masse.
Mm.
And it's getting to the point where it's unethical.
It's so unethical, and I don't know how they're still getting away with it. It's like, I feel like warning all girls, if any or guys, if anyone wants to start a brand, I don't know what legal requirements, I don't know how it works, but fucking get your lawyers and get your shit like protected, because
they are going to copy it.
It's like, in the, I feel like I said this last week, but that misguided, that misguided documentary, like they'll go to Ibiza and take pictures of girls' outfits.
Yep.
To replicate. Like, I understand getting influence from something. Or if you like something, you say this all the time, just collab with that person. Yeah. So you both can eat.
But the thing is, they are smart. They steal from small businesses, black-owned businesses. I don't see any of them copying the poster girl dress.
Yeah. Yeah.
They ain't got the buck. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think they know where to draw the line. And
or
where
even
it's like
the
I can't.
Odd Muse blazer.
Did they copy that?
I don't think they have.
No, I don't think they have, actually. No.
I don't think they have. So I'm not saying they should, but I'm just trying to draw on comparisons and show.
And it ain't right.
It's not right at all. And do you know what? I still see like these other weird, you know, you get these weird, like pop out of nowhere fast fashion brands. They're always copying Fasayo. What's her brand called?
Kai Collective.
Kai Collective. And I'm just like, and when I see influencers wearing that, I'm like, don't support these little dirty fast fashion brands. Like, just go to the original.
Or just like a lot of like IMG-er.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff is IMG here. And I don't, bar the last shop that I did, but looking back, I don't know why I did that. I have like zero desire to spend money at fast fashion brands.
No, literally.
I look at the stuff and I'm just like, ew.
Like, I literally can't tell the last time I even went on their website. Because I see what people wear online. I'm like, oh, that's cute. But like,
nah.
I did almost have a glitch yesterday. Because I was like, right, bank holidays coming up. Like, got a festival. Like, what am I going to wear? And I was like, oh, fuck it, man. Let me just go on PLT. But I didn't.
You're better off just remixing something that you already own. Like, I've spent the last couple of months literally for events just wearing things that I have. When people are like, what are you wearing? I'm like, I don't know, but it's got to be something that's in this wardrobe and I'm going to make it work. Throwback. Like, I wore a dress the other weekend. I've literally worn that dress once on holiday.
Yeah, like, why not?
Like, so I'm going to wear it. It's mine. I own it. It's mine. I have so many dresses I've never worn as well that I just bought, like, on a random shop. So, yeah, I'm just enjoying the stuff that I have.
That I bought this year that I actually haven't worn. Yeah, but I agree. Like, you know, the other day I wore that green dress again and I was like, I'm queen of, like, wearing my actual clothes because they're mine.
Yeah.
The other day I re-wore that shirt, crossover shirt with the jeans outfit, the exact same outfit, because I was like, I can't come and kill myself. And that's a nice outfit.
Amber's bag is like, I'm going to rewear this, but I'm actually going to rewear it in the exact same way.
No, I don't change anything. Hair was the same.
So funny.
Everything was the same because I just thought, this is me. Like, and I have no shame. I take pictures in it as well. If anyone steps to me, I'm like, did you?
No, literally. Pay did you for buy? This? Did you buy this?
Do you know what I mean? My clothes are there to be worn and I'm going to wear it.
No factuals.
So yeah, PLT. Pff, I mean,
it is what it is. Stay vigilant, my guys.
But shout out, what is the brand called? Official by Dose. So they are a black owned brand. They're a shoe brand. And to be fair, they've also been featured in Vogue, Elle, Cosmo, and Harper's Bazaar, which is fantastic. That. They got some lovely stuff as well. So go and check them out. Shout out you, man. And them things Dessa.
I bloody love you. Shout out them, man. Them man there.
Like them man. And them man, them man, them man. Them man. Them man. And them man. Come on, you know it.
Last time you were singing a song that you thought I knew, when you sent me the song, you were singing the wrong lyrics, okay? Do you remember that one? What was it? I can't even remember. There was one thing that you kept saying all the time, and then you sent me the original and it was like, you're actually singing the wrong lyrics. I can't remember. It's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
I'm going to move on. You think about it.
Yeah.
So I personally think this news is a bit random. Everyone's like super happy and super up in arms. So Tiffany and Co. have selected the new faces of the brand. So it's goodbye Audrey Hepburn and hello to Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Now, if I talk,
they'll say we're talking, isn't it? Like, I just think that it's very random.
It's like, I'm sorry, just when I see Tiffany and Co, I don't think Beyonce and Jay-Z.
When I think of Tiffany and Co, I think of like old money, like the Barbara kind of Streisand. Things you buy for your daughter's bat mitzvah, sweet 16. Very like, oh, here's Tiffany.
Yeah. It's just, you're 18 now.
Is this rude to say? I just think of white people. Is that rude? Like, I feel like I'm crossing territories. And I know we should be more inclusive, but I honestly feel like by doing this, they're just being like, we're inclusive.
Black people.
Do you know what I mean? It's just so like, it's so far.
Like, Beyonce is not on brand for them.
I can't even imagine Beyonce owning Tiffany or like rocking Tiffany with the chart. Like,
I'm trying to think of who is like the Audrey Hepburn.
I would actually, if they took her sister, Solange,
would be better. Do you
I
think?
Would be a little bit more like, okay, yeah. Modern.
Yeah.
Modern. Like, modern, chic, kind of aligns with the brand. Or who else that's black? Or it's a bit random. Maybe she's not high profile enough, but what's her name? Kerry Washington, Olivia Pope.
Yes, see, that would make a bit more sense.
She still has that kind
who's the one in Greenleaf? She just turned 63, the mother in Greenleaf.
I don't know her name, but yeah, the mum.
Yeah. Even she would.
Maybe a bit old, but But I just feel like these are women that I can say, I see you wearing Tiffany.
Yeah.
And I kind of identify. Like, so I'm going to rock up to a Tiffany store now and see Jay-Z and Beyonce's face in the store.
I think it's random. So discriminative towards. But like, how am I going to word this?
So I don't get cancelled.
So I don't get cancelled. Tiffany is clean. And when I say clean, it's put together. It's tidy. Nah, I'm not saying it because.
So, no, okay. Let me read this sentence because I think the sentence kind of encapsulates what we're trying to say. So LVMH have also been making changes to Tiffany's marketing and has been stepping away from the signature blue color for a more edgy modern look. So this is them. They're basically stepping away from what we know the brand as being like clean, sleek, in a box, cookie cutter, Stepford wife thing to like, oh my God, it's 2021. Like we're so edgy. Like yeah. we're on TikTok.
That's exactly.
Like, that's what they're trying to do. But it's like, no.
I know you're trying to move with the times, but I feel like that doesn't work for every brand. And as a brand, you need to realize where you stand. And you can continue and still be successful, doing what you do best.
Yeah. And
it's not every day you follow the. We've been telling you not to follow these trends, you know, because now look, you like it's just sloppy and it just ain't right.
Because like, so where do we go from here? We go from Jay-Z and Beyonce, and then how long are they going to be in for? Like, how long are they going to be the faces until it's somebody? Like, I don't see the longevity here.
Yeah,
I don't like a sales down.
I feel like their sales, well, the beehive, the sales might go up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like,
our sales down. That like,
that's why you
that
have to
move.
Do this extreme.
But I'm surprised for like Jay-Z, I mean, Beyonce and Jay-Z to even like accept that deal. Like,
they must be paying them a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's like, example, Molly May got offered £2 million for a brand deal.
Did she say what brand it was?
It must have been the misguided one.
Oh, okay.
It
fine.
Must have been.
Maybe.
And she turned them down because she doesn't shop from there. And then she accepted the deal from Pretty Little Thing, which was what, like 200K or something, like 500K, which was less than the 2 million.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, is that what she said? She turned down that for PLT?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So it's like, no, it's like, okay, it might be a lot of money, but do you really see yourself in Tiffany? I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. Money talks, I suppose.
What do we know? I ain't got a deal on the table.
I ain't got a deal for shit, mate.
But that being said, I mean, we've always said the same thing of like having integrity, and if a brand came and it didn't really align, then learning to say no. Like, I've also been doing that with like the influencer stuff. In the beginning, it was really nice to just get sent stuff. And they'd be like, just post up. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Hi, guys. There's this new Vaseline that I'm using. Like, just dumb shit. And now when I get messages, it's like, no shade, but I'm just, no.
I'm not going to post it. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to waste mine.
Yeah, it's not something that I would use. It's not my thing. And there we go.
Yeah. Anyways, it is what it is. They're the face. Congratulations to them, obviously. Like, this is great. Congrats, but fucking.
You want to tap up?
Yeah, go on.
Go on.
Mate, I'm getting texts about Love Island.
I'll start off. I put a lot in there, sorry.
Bomber cuts.
Right. Oh my God, I put a lot in there as well. Let's talk about Love Island.
Oh, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, obviously, you know, we record on Tuesday. If you don't know, get to know. And then it comes out on a Thursday. So, obviously, we're like, when it comes out, we're about a day behind, 2 days behind.
Get to know.
And but in the first look, obviously, we see Faye. Actually, let's just talk about it. The bottom three couples.
I agree. The bottom
four. Who
is
it?
Priya and Brett, who are gone. Mary and Aaron, Faye and Teddy, and Liberty and Jake. I personally think that maybe Mary and Aaron actually didn't deserve to be in the least compatible. I think that we haven't seen enough of them to know whether they're compatible or not.
Yeah.
So it's a very like grey. Whereas Liberty and Jake, something is very wrong there. Faye and Teddy.
They're not compatible.
You're not compatible.
All. I don't know why they're trying to force like this narrative. Because you literally were saying he's not funny. He's like designer. I don't like designer. He's not going to get my mum. And now
I like Disney.
Cussing.
He likes classical.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the house were being. It's not being two-faced. They had to make a fucking decision. And
didn't they vote for Jake and Liberty?
Exactly. But she's going to come out and be like, "Well, I voted for you lot because it's how I feel. I told you how I felt." She's one of them like fake woke.
Yeah.
Honest people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is her, I'm bare honest, but I'm not that sharp.
Is her spending the day before, like, trying to be like, yeah, like, I mean, if you haven't said it to me and you'd vote for me, then that's just so fair.
Like bullying everyone, and also them being like, it's really difficult for me knowing who I've voted for, not being able to say anything. It's really, I think she's so calculated and premeditates everything. And she's a bully. I'm sorry.
I really dislike
her. I think she is a bully and she can't communicate. She never accepts anything as her fault unless she's forced by the producers. I don't think she should be on the show right now, considering all the Ofcom complaints. Yeah.
She's going to have, her and Jake are going to have such a hard time coming out and realising that everyone hates him. And I had a moment the other day in my group chat and I said, guys, like, I was like, okay, I know Jake is kind of fake, but hear me out. What if on the off chance he's being genuine?
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard for him to come out and see that everyone literally hates him from a be kind mental health perspective and suicide and all, like, it's a lot. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't even stand my fucking year four class turning against me. That's what, 30 odd people, let alone like
the whole nation.
Mm. So yeah, I mean, I don't know, I don't even know what I'm saying, but do you know what I mean? I think, yeah, I do hate Faye and I hate Jake, but also,
we don't hate them, we just,
no,
like,
I do
them. Hate's a very, very strong
I hate
word.
Faye, I dislike Jake. I think Faye is mean. She's using Teddy because Teddy's the only man in the villa that has ever liked her. That's the only reason she's still there, and she forgets that. She acts like she had like the pick of the bunch, or like she had a lot of guys and then she settled on Teddy. No, like, you had to, because no one else was checking for you, honey. All the other guys that you were coupled up with, what's his name? Brad was like, no, babe, no, hon, this not working. Even Sam, that she tried to couple up with in Casa Amor, he's obviously doing that because he wants to stay on the show. Like, he's not stupid. But in reality, is that really a thing? No, like, she's not a nice person. She's so mean. She's a bully. She's not nice. I don't like it.
And that's all for today, guys.
No, literally, I just think it's just so unfair.
No, I completely agree with all,
like,
of your points.
Think about it. Look at how traumatized Millie looked. Millie literally looks like she's about to wet
so
the bed.
Scared. Oh my God, did you see that tweet where it's like Faye to Millie? And you know when Miss Trunchbull swings that girl with the plaits? Basically, Faye's Miss Trunchbull and the girl with the plaits is Millie. You know that scene in Matilda?
Yeah.
That is literally what it is. I mean, it's all popping off because Ollie's like, I don't know who Faye's chatting to like that.
Oh, God. I need to go watch it when I go home.
Nah, it's mad. Like, it just ain't right.
It's not. And they're all so scared of her.
So no one can say a thing.
It must be a lot worse than
Millie
we see.
Millie was like, oh, if Faye finds out, like... I've been in that position of being scared of someone, like in school, like being scared of someone because they shout, they're loud, they're boisterous, like you can't get a word in edgeways. And honestly, it's such a horrible feeling. Like, you're on eggshells and you can't fully be yourself, or you avoid them. Because you know how they're going to react. And then at the end, they're going to be like, why didn't you just tell me? Because you act like this.
That's
how
the point.
How can anyone talk to you when you're just going
to
pop off?
And that's the problem. None of them have the guts to tell her this thing. The only person that might is probably Kaz.
Yeah.
But that's not enough. Like, more people need to be able to say, babe, like, I would have been honest, but you scare the living daylight out of me. Like, how am I supposed to speak to you if you're going to get mad?
Well, remember Millie had that conversation with Faye when Faye was like, why are you telling me just 3 days later? And Millie was like, because you can't be spoken to. Sorry, quickly about Kaz. Don't know who Aaron is popping off to, but you don't chat
who
to Kaz
calling,
like that.
Who are you calling bruv?
Is Tyler being like, all right.
Well, I want to watch the full episode and I hope that Tyler actually...
backs his girl.
Gets his cojones out and does something. Yeah, I'm going to need you to step into
the cojones
energy, please.
That's balls in Spanish, you lot. I didn't know. I thought it meant cock. I was like, are you saying cock? She said this to me earlier today. What did you say? Grab it by the cojones.
Yeah, grab life by the cojones. She was like, what? Grab life by the cock? I was like, well, not quite.
And do you know what? I really hate the word... cock.
I really
just fucking hate it. It just sounds so...
You want this cock, don't you?
Like, it just sounds so butters. Like, just say dinkle or something. Like, willy.
I actually really hate... this is such a side note. I hate the concept of, like, dirty talk. And, like, these terms, like
it's dirty talk really, it makes my skin shrivel.
It's like, do you believe this script?
Yeah, it's like, you're saying all this, but how much are you really saying it from the heart? You know? Getting all that pussy's mine. What?
Ew, it's mine.
It's mine. It belongs to me. It's on my body. I don't say your willy belongs to me, do I? Well, I might do. While I look into your eyes.
No, I just I don't even know. I just say this for a quick thing. I had flashback to like a guy was like in the mode, like in the script, and I was literally like, shut up. I was just like, shut up. Like, this is not.
Yeah,
like,
this ain't it. Especially, I don't know. I've got time for it if you're my man's. Like, if you're my man and it's like,
I have to really love you.
I have time for it. But if you're just, your mouth is really moving like a rat.
Shanice, your mouth is moving like a rat. Yappa, yappa, yappa. Shut it, please.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Like, why are you
because
doing
when you're done, you're going to be looking at yourself like, rah, I really did all that. Because that's the way I'm looking at you.
And there's always like some underlying accent.
Like, you're not American.
There's like an underlying American twang.
Like, you like this dick.
What? Ew!
No!
I do not like that.
I don't like it. You little punk. That's disgusting. Whore. Here comes the whore. Hello, whore.
No, how did we get here? Sorry.
These are the rambles. These are the rambles.
These are rambles.
I mean, it's not an episode without slipping that in. No pun intended.
Oh, here she goes. Here she goes.
Oh, you know, you like when I slip it in? Just do what you're fucking doing.
I never heard that one.
No? Oh. I just, okay.
What else is he going to do?
Yeah, like.
Ram it in?
Maybe. Damn. You might be Jamaican, jump off the bunk bed, straight in. Pow.
You can actually end up in A&E. Can you imagine trying that?
Can you imagine?
Someone's getting injured.
I'm not going to talk too much. Do you know why? Because Patreon's on its way.
Okay. Save it. Note it down.
No, guys, it's actually on its way. We actually on its way.
You know, let's actually, right now, let's just say we're enjoying summer and it's going to be like a post-summer thing.
Yeah, because we're just having too much fun with our broke ass.
Can I just talk about Brett's outfit?
Look, okay, can I say something first?
Go.
You have to go onto Brett's Instagram to see the type of person Brett is and then it makes sense. That's all. Carry on.
I hear that. I'm with you. He's a fat. He's fashionista.
Yeah, he's the Victorian.
He's a fashionista.
1930s.
But it's just the socks and the sandals for me. And for me, it's more so that you're actually in Mallorca. So I'm gonna need you to take off the denim jacket. Okay, I'm gonna need you to take off the socks. Like, if you're gonna wear the sandals, back yourself, whack out the toes. Okay, take off the jacket. It was too much. It's like, what season? Where are we? Are we in Jerusalem? Are we? Is it windy? Like, what's going on? It was a lot. And then on top of that, that's the outfit you're wearing to save your relationship. No, you're getting dumped, babe.
I really like sandals. Brett.
I like Brett. I think Priya is a bit of a prick.
A little bit.
No, I like cheese more than wine.
She's a fat prick.
I can't remember
who. And her idea of someone cute is Boris Johnson.
No, she's a bit bizarre.
And her idea of a good date is stuffing dead animals. I mean, she's the most unethical person to ever be on that show. I'm glad she's out. I want her out. I don't want to voice my opinion too much. Then I'll start getting told off by a team, getting all like, so I'm just going to leave it here because...
Yeah, no, she's quite boring, but...
Quite? She's dead with her fat teeth, bro.
Did you... Someone tweeted
something. Sorry, I can't even talk about people's visuals like that. What's it? Look, sorry, I take that. I'm really sorry.
No,
sorry,
is life, man. Someone tweeted something that was like, does Priya not understand that some people are lactose intolerant?
I saw that!
Because she made the cheese... Like, the cheese was such, like a central part of her type.
She's like, yeah, so, like, when I asked you, like, what cheese you like, you said brie, and that was just, like... like, I need someone that's like, I'll have the smelliest cheese out there. Like, I will try everything and anything. Like, and that's why I think you're really boring. Because I said Brie. Firstly, don't ever shit on Brie, because Brie is a banging cheese, yeah? Number one hitter at the parties. Two, shut up! Like, actually, just shut up. That's all I have to say. Sorry. I really dislike her.
Was Brett still trying to salvage the relationship? It was like, hun.
No, is Brett's a dickhead for taking that fucking selfie with her after? You've got me riled up.
Yeah.
You've
she's rude. No, she, no, but she has a bit of savage so energy, rude. Though.
She was like, okay, so friends, let's hug. Do you want to take a selfie?
She ain't right. She needs to go back to school.
She's, yeah, I don't know what time off she's got it that she's doing up Love Island,
she's
bro.
She's on summer holidays, isn't it? She needs to go back to school. Well, my legs are dry.
Yeah, but she was... she was frontline ICU. You better get back on the front.
Oh, was she frontline?
How can it be frontline COVID and be saying Boris Johnson? This is what I'm gonna shut up.
Yeah, it's not really. It's not really adding.
Actually, no. I'm speaking facts. Let's be honest. Our current government did not handle the pandemic very well.
Yeah.
So how can you now be working on during the COVID time, ICU frontline,
fancy Boris,
and still fancy Boris Johnson? Be like, he's a cuddly teddy bear inside, and he's great. 2 and 2 is making 10. Nothing is adding up here.
He's an absolute moron. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, he's an absolute twat.
Here comes the whore.
I'm a dirty nurse. Dirty Prius. Shut up, bruv. There's nothing dirty about you.
You proper dislike
her. I really don't like her.
You proper dislike her. What else happened that we need to kind of comment on? Aaron doing the most, Faye doing the most, Teddy finding his voice all of a sudden. Okay, that's random. Jake and Liberty. Liberty's young. I'm pinning it down to Liberty being 21.
Is she 21?
Yeah. She doesn't have much life experience.
But I thought, do you know what? But she comes across as a very like headstrong person, you know?
Really? Headstrong?
Because she's like, I can feel the vibes. Like, she's like, I don't know. I just thought she's quite smart.
No, I think she's very like, she's not an idiot, but I think she wears her heart on her sleeve. I think she's very loving, and she's at that stage in life. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I had an email and I just locked my phone so I don't read it.
Okay. She's like, you listen to me, Honor. She's one of those people. I mean, we've all been there as girls where it's like, you don't fully, where did I get this from? So I was listening to Receipts podcast and Audrey made a comment. She's saying she was talking to her therapist and her therapist said there's a difference between confidence and knowing your self-worth.
Mm.
And confidence is very outward. It's very performative. It's like you walk into the room, boom, boom, boom. But that doesn't mean that you actually understand the value in yourself and understand how you want to be treated. So I think Liberty can come across as confident at times, but ultimately I think deep down she's very insecure and probably is just looking for love. And doesn't really care where it comes from and who, because she doesn't have a good
sense of self-worth
and image of herself, because that's how she walks onto the terrace, boom, but all guns blazing, like, this is going to be the talk of talks. We're either going to, you know, be together or not. The minute he said he loved her, her script went out the window. She smiled. She was lip-syncing. It was done. She didn't even deep, like, hang on, don't just say this because we're having an argument. She didn't even, like, process that, because for her all she's wanted for the last couple of weeks is for him to say I love you back.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for her.
God, I feel so triggered.
Oh really? The confidence of your self-worth?
Yeah,
we've all been there.
That's so mad. I feel so triggered.
Really?
Yeah.
Why so triggered?
Because I've been in so many situations like Liberty where I've gone in like, this is the conversation, and after this conversation, we're done.
And you're not, yeah, same.
5 minutes later, I'm lipsing you.
No, yeah.
Saying, okay, I can't wait to start again. Like, it's going to be so much.
Because you're going into the conversations for the wrong reasons. Optically, you make it seem like you're going in because it's like, it's either make or break. Actually, you're going in to test how much the person likes you or how much they're going to fight for you. So when they do, like, I've been in situations both ways where it's like you go in and the guy tells you what you want to hear and you're like, oh my God, I'm in love. Or you go in and the guy does not tell you what you want to hear and you're like, wait, did I not send you the script on email?
This isn't how it's meant to go.
Because what you're saying right now is not why are you not fighting for this love? Like, I'm gonna need some energy, and I'm going in for the wrong reasons because I don't value myself enough to walk away and know that this is not, it's not right for me. Like, I'm not, who's doing that?
Do you know what? And I've always said, why don't you ever fight for me?
Oh, girl, I've said that. That's my bar.
Why aren't you fighting for me? If you love me, like you said you love me, you would not let me walk out that door. But you do. How many times have you let me walk out that door crying?
And they fucking stare at you. And they stare at you like,
why are you crying?
Like a rat caught on the fucking highway.
I got called. I need a girlfriend, not a little girl that cries all the time.
Know.
I need an adult, someone that can talk to me, but you just cry. Yeah, because of you. Oh my god, I hate myself.
The thing is, I actually can't even imagine you crying now. Like the person you are today, I cannot even imagine that. But I mean, I remember those days, and we'd talk, and you'd say, "Yeah, like nah, like meeting up and da da da," and I'm just like, "Okay," like trying to. You know me, I give very like. Impartial advice, mainly because I know I've been an idiot, so I never go ham on people because, like, you know, you don't.
You have to let people also experience their own themselves.
My girl will be like, "Yeah, you know, I went, but like, yeah, I don't know, we just like kind of just got back together." Like, never.
How many times has that happened as well? Like, fucking like 2-3 times before. About 10 times before it actually ended. But I'm proud of myself.
But life, I think it's all a journey, and as much as it's heartbreaking to see Liberty go through this, she will grow a lot, especially if she gets to watch it back, because she has a luxury of seeing herself, whereas we don't get to see how dumb we looked. Like, you just deep it in a way.
Yeah, yeah. You think about it, but actually visually seeing is like, could you not see the signs? Like, that dumb bitch juice, you was really necking that down.
I was drinking it for breakfast.
I'm always drinking dumb bitch juice. Not no more, though.
No.
So sorry, yeah. I'll be completely off subject. So we were, before we came to pods, we were just like hanging out with some like cool people, like cool friends. And there was someone that kind of doesn't know us, and I was like we've had a hot girl summer. And they was like, what does that mean? And we were like, well, it's been like a cool summer, like we've just been like doing our thing. And they're like, so what happens after summer? And we was like, well, we start going through the roster and like ticking people off, like who's going to make
center,
it.
Yeah.
Assessment center, like Winter Bay. There was like a boyfriend. We was like,
something like that.
I don't know, like just someone. But like, there was like, wow, like real girls aren't savage or something.
Yeah, they said real women aren't savage. I was like, we ain't real women.
And they were like so surprised. And I think there's this narrative that women can't be savage, or women can't be,
basically the narrative is that women are the weakest links, and men are always in control of the narrative of whatever relationship, whereas actually no, like I'm not saying it should be a power balance, like women should be on top, but I think we need to be able to take control of
situations
and our role
in them, and the ball should be in your court
Always. Yeah, like even recently, my roster has like halved. It's been slashed. Like, there's barely anyone on it because I've realised that.
Why am I chasing you?
Why am I messaging people that I don't even like?
Yeah.
For the sake of being like, I got a roster. In the real world, if I wasn't having a hot girl summer, you would not have my number.
Yeah.
So let's not pretend. One of the guys, he's all right, like, it's kind of cool. And he was like, oh, we should go on a date, blah, blah. And I think he said, I gave him options. So I said either like Wednesday to Friday and what this week, right? And then obviously it got to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I didn't hear from him, but I didn't care. So I didn't message. He ended up messaging me saying, oh, he had COVID. I was like, oh, like, you know, like, sorry to hear about that. But I think in his head, he's probably thinking, bro, like, why is she not following up? But it's like,
I don't care.
I do not care.
Like, I do not know this man.
Like I don't care.
And it's in the kindest way possible. It's just like...
But the maddest thing is that's the kind of thing a guy would do.
Yeah.
Like, a guy would set a date and time and then not follow up. Then you don't follow up. Then, like, now we're both staring at each other, like Diddy and that guy in the
mirror. Yeah, but, like, that's... that. Like, if you set a date and I said I'm free on this date, now I don't hear from you, well, I ain't following you up. You wanted to see
me. They're so used to being chased, that's the thing. And women throwing themselves, because men have the upper hand this summer. There are so many beautiful women.
Yeah.
Everyone is gorgeous. And the men are not.
Yeah, do you know what? We're struggling.
Men are clapped.
There's a very small percentage of men who are doing bits.
Yeah.
Very small. I don't know, like, they're all butters.
I just feel like if you find a guy that is, like, even marginally attractive, just hold on to your hands, yeah, because you're not going to find that. Like, the current guy I'm crushing on, I go through his pictures, like, every day just to be like,
do I like it? Yeah. You have to convince yourself I'm just sometimes.
Like, but then, I thought I was convincing myself. Now I looked at the picture, like, with fresh eyes. I was like, nah, it's actually bang. It's actually bang. I'm a hold on with two hands.
I talk to a guy.
You do talk to guys. You just look.
I don't have any guy that I'm talking to.
No.
I just don't respond.
Yeah. You don't communicate. So you have options. You'd be like, oh, I don't have a roster.
No, I do have options. They're literally all reply. On red. Yeah, I know. I've got Bear Man on red right now. But, like, not to sound big-headed, but it's just like, but I don't find you attractive.
Yeah. And a lot of them have, like, dead chat as well. It's quite hard to.
So it's like, I don't
want to
waste my time, like, trying to force a conversation when, like, I actually don't even want to see you naked. So, like, that's how I see it. I'm like, do I want to rip your clothes off, yay or nay? And if I don't straight away, then I'm like, there's no point.
Mm.
I don't want to do that whole...
You don't want to grow to like...
No. I'm young, you know. I'll grow to like when I'm 40. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got time.
Yeah. I agree with not settling. Because all that's going to happen is you're going to be with your guy, you know, you're not going to be at dinner. Then it's going to be someone hotty on the next table.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I cannot, like, be my own cock block.
Yeah, yeah. That's my worst nightmare, like, ending up with someone that is just, like, not 10-10 in my eyes. So
and
I start,
also,
my eyes start wandering.
I've got this, like, not pressure on myself, but, like, obviously my exing was clapped. So it's like, obviously anyone will be better than him. But it's like, I went from, like, a painting to, like, lowered my standards bare. So, like, I feel like my bar's just gone straight back up. Like, I know my worth. Like, I know the kind of guy I deserve.
Question. Because that's, like, in my head of, like, I got to elevate from my last thing.
Yeah,
like,
I
can't
to.
Go down.
No.
So did your old guy ever see your new guy? No,
are you mad?
Oh, he never knew what he
are
looked
you
like.
Are you fucking dumb?
Are you sure, though?
No way. Because
oh,
he asked to see.
Oh, scary.
Doesn't know his name.
Oh, good.
And
good.
Doesn't know what he looks like. I'm...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's never. My worst nightmare, guy being like, yeah, I need to.
He's like, let me see a picture. I was like, no. He's like, let me see. I was like, get out of my business. Let me see a picture of your girl. Anyway, his girl was clapped still. So we both downgraded. Because I'm paying.
What a day.
But yeah, anyways, moral of the story, girls. We won up the guys this summer.
Facts.
Summer, hot girl summer one, city boys down two.
What?
No.
What did you just say?
What? City Boys down 0. 1-0, basically. Someone. What the fuck am I saying?
My girl was just talking. City Girls down. City Boys up. City Boys down.
City Girls up. Anyway. So, yeah.
Anyway, guys, engage with us.
Yeah.
Let us know if you relate. You know, drop us a DM. Drop us a DM. Oh, no. This is what I remembered. It's been a while since we've done this. Guys, whatever platform you're listening to us on, if you have an iPhone, please go onto Apple Podcasts and just leave us a review. Like, we know, like, I mean, we get, like, messages and we get DMs and stuff, but it would be nice if, like, your feedback is just out there for the world to see how much you love this podcast. Because, like,
we have
the best podcast in the world, you know.
We do very rarely ask for, like, extended support. We used to loads, but, you know, every now and then, like, it would be nice to just have that bit of a push. You know, if you follow us on socials to, like, share our reels or, like, retweet our tweets. Because, like, one retweet, like, literally means the world. Literally, like, oh, my God, I'm gonna retweet. So, like, literally, it does mean, like, it's just something so small, but it means a lot to us. So, you know, if you are listening weekly and supporting and stuff. Because we talk to loads of you in the DMs, and I'm sure you girls do, and guys, do support us in those ways. But, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
It's small to you guys, but really, really big to us.
Love that. All right, guys. So it's come to that time of the episode where we give you guys item of the week.
Yeah.
So For any newbies, item of the week is that segment where we give you guys an item we've been looking at, something that's on our wish list that we really, really want. And we share it with you guys to give you guys inspo, because we all need fashion inspo.
Yes.
If you're listening and you want to see the item, head over to styleandcitydiaries.com where everything will be linked. And also from previous episodes as well. So if you haven't listened or just want to get inspiration on things to buy, check that out. And it's also posted on our Instagram. So follow us, Style and City Diaries. All right, who's going first?
Not me, mate. I'm still fucking looking
for. I'm going to go first. I'm going to give a bit of a backstory. I'll give you a bit of time.
Thanks.
So I was at a festival over the weekend. Festival. And, you know, Amber was laughing at me because she was like, only I would go to a festival and tweet. I was actually in a queue to get food, so I was like kind of bored. So I was tweeting. I was just tweeting my observations. And I saw a girl in the queue. She looked really hot. Don't get me wrong. She was wearing a poster girl dress. My only thing is, honey, that dress is just too nice to be worn to a festival. We're actually on grass. So I tweeted, like, not the girls wearing poster girl to a festival. Like, we don't do that. Anyway, I think that's the first time I've seen the dress in the flesh, like, not on socials.
Oh, yeah. What did you think?
So I like it.
I like it.
I think it's quite sexy. It's quite flattering.
It is very flattering.
What it's giving me is it's giving my birthday dinner that my boyfriend's going to take me to, really nice surprise, to somewhere just really expensive that I can never afford by myself.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's giving. So for that reason, my item of the week is the poster girl Miranda dress. And I've chose the colour Dawn.
Oh, I think
it's
a bit sexy. It is really sexy.
It's nice. A nice kind of light pastel pink.
I think the orange would look really nice on you.
I think the orange, if I wore that to the birthday dinner, like, you wouldn't like that because I would actually get pregnant. Okay? Amber has this thing, like, anytime I talk about baby, she gets upset. So we're going to go for Dawn.
Yeah, go for Dawn. Because, no, I don't get upset, but it's like, get pregnant after we've blown. Like, we've fucking still got shit to do. Like, and she's like, I'll just bring the baby to pods. Like, no, you just fucking won't.
I would. I'll breastfeed.
Exactly. Like, that's so annoying. Like, I love the baby, but, like, actually, just fuck off.
You can't make any of this up because she's so serious.
I'm so fucking serious. Oh, my God. This is such a cute dress, but it's, like, so mad expensive. But
oh, let me say how much mine is. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is £115 sterling.
So this is a brand called, it's a very plain Jane dress, but I love the detailing on it. It's a French brand, I believe. It's called Mira Palais. Mm. And it's their daisy dress. And it's literally just a black mini dress, bodycon, but it's got these daisies across the top and as the straps. Like, how cute.
Oh, that's very cute.
It's really like, it's a very like LBD.
Literally LBD,
it's a proper
yeah.
LBD. It's $465. Haha, lol. But yeah, like, I don't know. Like, there's something really, like, it's got a lot of sex appeal.
Yeah,
like, it's really plain Jane, like, but subtle, like, so subtly, like, sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's my item of the week. Yeah, I like Mira Palais and Dem Man. I like Dem Man. I swear to God, there's a song called Dem Man.
I don't know.
I'm going to play it.
All right, guys. I think that is the end of the podcast. Oh, my God, stop. We might get done for, like,
plagiarism and shit.
What song is that? Just say the name of the song.
I don't think it's the actual song, but anyways. Guys, TTYLs, love you and live you.
We've got to go. Watch Love Island.
Bye.
Bye.